coming with it. You got back up. Alright, now if you don't know, I'm gonna let you know one more time. If you're ready, we gon' call you, and I know he'll show up. Shake it out, come on, say Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. Come on, everybody say Jesus. Yeah, call Jesus. If you scared, say Jesus. If you worried, say Jesus. If you sick, call Jesus. See you hit it, say Jesus. Come on, hey. I'm from the old school, I'm from the new school. I got the good news, I know somebody who won't let the town, won't clown. Hear me around, so
I think we're going to pump the brakes right there and welcome everybody to the show. Welcome to Can a Player Play? This is Lamont Cat Patterson along with my esteemed colleague, Dr. Matthew Anderson. I thought I'd start to show off with that little song because some people out there, they need to talk to Big Boy upstairs. What do you think about that, Matthew?
I think that's right. I think that's right. I like that. That was good.
Yeah, well, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great in South Florida. It's hot over here, and we got sunshine, and I went out yesterday and got myself cooked. I don't mean like with drugs. I mean in the sun.
I'm not going to even tell our listeners where I am because a lot of them don't have spaceships yet, and then they might get jealous.
They don't have spaceships yet. I never know where you are anyway. I think you, like, sneak around in the witness protection program or something. I don't know where you live.
See, there you go snitching on people again, man. Come on, stop it. Let's introduce our guest today, man.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Constance, are you with us?
I am. Hi, guys. Constance. How you doing?
I apologize for him, Constance.
Constance knows me. She knows it just like her. I am amazing, right, Constance? First time I ever talked to Constance, I said, "How are you doing?" She said, "Amazing." She said, "I always tell people I'm amazing." Constance, let me introduce you just for a second here. Constance Arnold is an author, a success coach, international radio talk show host. She is also a licensed psychotherapist and counselor for over 25 years. She's trained and coached over 10,000 clients during her career. I'm getting tired. This is exhausting me. She has conducted leadership training for both private and the public sector, and she currently coaches clients on 5 continents. She's also been the host of Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show on the Law of Attraction radio since 2009, and Constance enjoys over 7.5 million listeners globally. And currently, she has over 360 archive shows for your inspiration, motivation, and empowerment. Constance, thank you so much for being with us. I'm really excited about having you and interested in this talk. Oh, I forgot to say that Constance is going to talk about the law of attraction and how to use the law of attraction to manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Lamont and I both really need to hear this today, Constance.
Exactly.
So, absolutely.
Because some of us really need to change our lives.
That's right. And we don't care about anybody who's listening today. We need this just for the two of us, and I hope somebody else enjoys it. But we figured we'd get an hour of your time to really help us out today. So how are you, Constance?
I'm great here in hot Atlanta, and it has been very hot. But I say that every time I speak, it's a divine appointment. So I know that I have something for you and your listeners. And for myself, whenever I give back to myself. So all of that you read is nothing but the grace of God that I am where I am and who I am. I always give God the glory first.
Fantastic.
Well,
so tell us, what is the law of attraction?
Well, let me just tell you a little bit about me. I'm a born-again Christian. Grew up in a Baptist church, went to a non-denominational church, clinical psychologist, but I knew there was more. I saw my clients struggling, and it would take them, you know, a year to get over something. And I knew that there was more. So at a very devastating time in my life when I was supposed to get married and he called and said, it ain't happening. And then I lost my house at a time, what I considered to be a really difficult time. I really cried out to God or spirit, whatever your listeners believe in. And I'm an avid, I read a lot, but I needed a revelation of what was happening in my own life. And so we know that in 2007, The Secret came out and everybody was all up in arms about it. But basically, the law of attraction has been in existence since the world has existed. So in very simplistic terms, the law of attraction is whatever your dominant thought, beliefs, experiences that have been repeated over and over again, which becomes what we call a core belief over time, and inevitably you will attract whatever you believe at your core. And so a very simplistic term is like attracts like. So the law of attraction is always working. It's working when we're thinking positive, but it's also working when we're thinking negative. And so I guess for you two guys were playing and said you really need it. We are powerful co-creators with God. And so my position today is just share with people how to recognize it, how to use it to their advantage and really begin creating their lives instead of just letting stuff happen every day.
Uh-huh. That's a clear, I think that's a really good, clear statement about what you're talking about. Could you say a little bit more about limiting beliefs?
Oh, okay. And so what happens to us, y'all already noticed that by the age of 7, they're saying that a person's personality is already formed. And so whatever a person is exposed to, whatever their experiences are, whatever words they hear over and over again determines what their beliefs are. For example, mm-hmm. Donald Trump's 10-year-old son has different beliefs than maybe a child who is growing up in a very impoverished area because of what he's heard, seen, experienced. And so most of the time, our beliefs are not even true, but a limiting belief would be you have to work hard for money. Or for me, the one that I had to come over was that I wasn't good enough or pretty enough. I knew I was smart, but not good enough or pretty enough. For men, one of the main beliefs is that I'm not smart enough, and the core of that is really a sense of inadequacy. So a limiting belief is really a lie, but you don't know it's a lie, but you can look at your life and whatever keeps repeating in your life over and over and over again, somewhere in there is housed the limiting belief. Example, I filed bankruptcy twice. Now, you wouldn't think that because I'm very exposed. I married a very wealthy man. Of course, I'm divorced now. But my core belief was I couldn't have my own money. I had to marry it. And then when I did get the money, I spent it so quickly. So really, I had a poverty limiting belief, but I didn't know it. But when I filed bankruptcy that second time, I'm like, something's going on here. And so that's when I really took a look at. Another example of that might be a woman who keeps choosing a man, because women, we choose them, who never commits to her.
Oh, yeah.
She does all of the... So that's a pattern, et cetera, or a man who will not commit. So limiting beliefs always outpicture themselves in the form of a consistent pattern.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me
ask you a question, Constance.
You can ask me anything.
Is it safe to say
that's dangerous, that was a dangerous statement? Go ahead, Lamont. I'm sorry.
Is it safe to say, I'll come back to you in a minute, Matthew. Is it safe to say, Constance, that we're all a product of our environment?
You better believe it. We're all a product of our environment, and we're not aware of that. So what we do is we take all of our childhood stuff into adulthood. So what's happening is it's like we have two programs going. Consciously, we say we want success. Our conscious self is just 5%, but our sub meaning under, our subconscious is 90 to 95%. I say it's like having soft music in the background. It's playing all of the time. So the subconscious runs our lives unless we, number one, begin to shift and change that. So you can consciously say, oh, I really want love. I really want love. But if your environment and your past experiences, and experiences are very emotional. I mean, if you've been hurt in a relationship, you're just like, I'm so hurt. You told all your girlfriends over and over again. You repeated that event. You got in the bed and ate ice cream and gained 10 pounds. That's emotional. So they're saying now that it's housed in us at a cellular level. But the good news is we can change that, but you have to be aware of it first. And mm-hmm. we are a product of our environment. But the good news is we can change that because we're powerful creators.
That's wonderful. I just hope that a lot of our listeners can tune into reality.
Yeah, and I'm a big how-to person. Information is good, but I think you got to tell people how to. I already know I'm crazy. I already know I keep doing the same thing. Tell me how to.
Okay, that's a good question. So, if I come to you and I say, listen, I like the comment you made before, one of about you got to work really hard for your money.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah. Now, if I look at my life and I say, boy, I've been working really, really hard, really, really hard, and I never have quite enough. So then I would be kind of looking at some clues about what your core belief, right?
Yeah. And so you're saying that because that has been your experience, and it has happened again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
So to
okay.
you, that's your reality. And so, but the truth is, your new truth could be, this is what I tell people. It's real, I'm not going to say it's real simple. I have my clients just take a plain piece of white paper. It's something very powerful about writing stuff down. Draw a line right down the middle. I mean, I could get really clinical with them, but if we want to get down to the root of the problem and shift and change, then on the left-hand side, what's my belief about money? You got to work hard. What did my dad do? He worked two jobs. How many times have I failed bankruptcy? Three. Do I feel adequate enough for success? No. And so on the left-hand side, you have all of these limiting beliefs. But then mm-hmm. on the right-hand side, what could your new belief be? I believe that I'm in the process of learning how to work smarter instead of harder. I've read many biographies where people did not know where the money would come from, but I believe that if I opened myself up spiritually, that God can download a multi-million dollar idea to me. And so the key word is focus. And so with the law of attraction, I believe whatever you focus on, whatever your dominant thought, feeling, and belief is. So if you begin to mm-hmm. focus on your new beliefs with elevated emotions, you would begin to create that. It's a universal law. It has to work.
So let's say that I divided the paper. I like that exercise. And I wrote that stuff on the left-hand side the way you described it. And I wrote things on the right that are really mm-hmm. positive. Now, How much do I have to work on that? How much energy do I need to put in that to make it begin to kind of be the antidote to the other side?
Okay. Now, we already know that every thought has a vibration. And so that means if we really believe that, boy, we would really watch what we thought. But every thought, scientists have measured 14 feet out. You can feel what people are saying out of their mouth. So every time you say, I'm just broke, you know, if you're a black man in America, it's hard. You know, if you're over 60, you can't. Every time you, every thought has a matching vibration. This is what I tell
people.
You got to
finish that sentence. You got to finish that sentence by over 60, okay? Finish that. You know, if you're over 60.
Okay, if you're over 60, well, nobody's not going to hire me because they're looking for a younger kid because they don't want to pay as much money because I have experience, et cetera. And so I have my clients start with one, just one dominant new thought that they can think on. Let's take the over 60 thing. Because I am over 60 and have experience and knowledge and wisdom, I could make millions consulting in the area of blank, whatever your area is.
Okay.
And I'm open for the spirit to download it to me. So that may be too broad. You may say something like, someone right now at this very moment at 5:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time would love to have someone with my skills, knowledge, and expertise. Another one might be, my age is an asset because I have wisdom, and companies would love to pay me for wisdom. See, just me talking about that for 30 seconds has literally changed the atmosphere of this call because we are all immersed in the atmosphere of our own thinking that we've been doing for years.
Okay.
And
that's
so you asked me how much work, because remember it's we're changing our beliefs, and they say that it takes 21 days to change a habit. So neurologically, in your brain, you have to do 21 times two. And so after that second 21st day, then your brain begins to automatically default to, wow, I would be an asset to any company. My age is an asset. People would love to hire me as a consultant and pay me big dollars because of my wisdom.
It'll You're talking 42 days in a row.
I'm talking, yes, 42 days in a row.
Okay.
That's what the scientists are saying. And so it boils down to, guys, focus. Because remember, the law of attraction is always working. So what is your dominant belief? Focus. What are you giving your attention to? Because like attracts like. Y'all know the story of tuning forks. You can walk into a room, and if there are 100 tuning forks in the room, Matthew, if you have tuning fork 82, and you walk into the room, 82 is going to start vibrating. Why? Because it's a vibrational match.
Okay.
And so we have been. And people say at first it is a lot of work, but, you know, just take it from a woman who has really gone in and done the work. It's normal for me to think abundant. It's normal for me to think wealthy. Let me just use myself personally. What I'm doing now. I'm buying a new house and closing on a new house. So right now I'm in three levels. Big, lots of rooms, et cetera. And so my limiting belief or my old belief was, oh, my God, moving is such a trip. Your friends say they're going to show up, and then they don't show up, you know. And I began to rehearse that, and I became anxious and stressful, and I realized, well, that's not really the truth. There are many people who have moved easily and effortlessly. And what I did was I got a white piece of paper, drew a line and wrote out what the new beliefs could be. This is going to be a fun move. I have more than enough help. And when I begin to focus and feel that, I begin to create that.
Right. Well, that's a powerful. Go ahead, Lamont.
I'm a multimillionaire, and I'm going to have it in a month and a half, and that's my core belief.
Okay. Now, Lamont, if that's really your core belief, you not only have to say it, but you have to have elevated emotion with it. What would that feel like in 30 days? What would you be doing? What would Matthew say to you? Wow, man, let's go. You know, I don't know what he would say to you. And so it's more than just saying it. It's actually living in the middle of that intention. And a great example of that might be, wow, I am so grateful to God and the universe that this money came to me in such a miraculous way. I can now take my mom. It feels so good to be able to take my mom on a vacation and to be mm-hmm. able to do, you know, so you script it out so that your subconscious, you're not just saying it, because your subconscious is moved most by emotion and pictures. And so when you write out a scene of what that would feel like to be a millionaire, but just saying it won't get it, because remember, in our limiting beliefs, there's a lot of the example that I gave about when the girl broke up with her boyfriend, she cried, she was upset, how could he do that? There's a lot of emotion behind the thinking and the belief. So that,
right.
See, your subconscious doesn't know the difference between what's the truth and a lie. Your subconscious will receive whatever dominant thought that's backed up with emotion and pictures. Y'all know we think in pictures is what your subconscious said. Okay, he wants more luck. Let me give him that. He's worried and talking about he don't have any money. Let me give him more of that. Because your subconscious will give to you. It doesn't discriminate whatever your dominant thought and feeling and emotions are.
Well, I got a question, but you kind of led into that, and I know we're kind of jumping around a little bit. But
that's
the question,
okay. I'm flowing with y'all.
The question was spirituality and the law of attraction. But before you get into that, I want to tell our listeners, if you just joined us, the call-in number is 646-929-2870. Press number 1 on your phone. We'll be glad to hear your thoughts and your questions. So that's it. Don't be shy. Press number 1. Let us know you're there. All right, Constance. Had to put that out there.
Okay. Well, okay, God, and that's what I get. A lot of people say, well, the law of attraction, I mean, where is God in that? Well, God is the one who made universal laws. And, you know, I'm deeply spiritual. I'm not religious, but I'm deeply spiritual. And this is the way I see it. You have universal laws like gravity, cause and effect, the laws of thinking. God created those laws so that when we align ourselves with them, that we can really create purposeful, abundant, and awesome lives. So over here you have God. I mean, it's all God. But, you know, whatever you believe, for me, you know, I read my Bible, I pray, I meditate. So it's really a connection with God for me. And everybody has their own way of doing that, but when I spend time or quiet time or meditation time, whatever that is, from that place I get inspired ideas to take action. Great example. One day I was broke as the day is long, about 15 years ago. So I just spent time in just quiet meditation. And when I finished, I just had this idea, write a proposal on a certain subject. So I wrote a little mini proposal. It took me like an hour. And I got a phone call from a lady who I hadn't talked to in 5 years. She said, "Hey, Constance." I said, "Hey." She said, "You know, I was looking through my drawer, and I saw this thank you card that you sent me, and I'm like, who in the world is this?" She said, "I got $99,000 I need to give away before the end of the fiscal year. Do you have a module or a proposal you could shoot me so that, you know," she said, "if it's $100,000, I have to bid it out. Will you take 99? I'm like, "I take 99 cent right now," you know. But Russell Simmons says there is profit in stillness. And so it's very profitable when you're still. So my point is, yes, we have universal laws, but, you know, it's all God, because you're co-creating with God. You are still and quiet enough so that you can get the downloads. You just get a hunch like I did. You just get an idea. Somebody just, you get an impression. It's kind of like you're walking by the door and you brush up against the door. It's just a real, the Bible says, a still small voice. So it's in your quiet time that you really get the ideas and the insight and the revelation that you need to align yourself over here with the law of attraction.
Does
I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Does faith work with that quiet voice, or does the quiet voice work with faith?
Well, once you're quiet and you hear something, you know, faith is a part of that. I think that once you hear something, that this just in my life, that God actually gives me the faith to begin to move. And so faith is a big part. You can't just sit and meditate all day and write down your intentions. You have to take what I call inspired action steps. I call it baby steps. What baby step can you do today to move towards your millions? And
that's,
you know,
what I'm talking about. Excuse me, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you can cut me off.
There's a lot of our listeners out here stuck on stupid, for lack of a better term.
Mm-mm.
You know, they know being intelligent people, you know, I need to do certain things, but they don't know how to take it out of neutral to put it in the drive.
Okay, let me just tell you a baby step. A baby step is getting your website up. A baby step is going to a networking meeting. A baby step is when you sit in a Starbucks, you speak to everybody you know, and you give them your card. A baby step is spending 15 minutes exercising. A baby step is going online and researching and talking to someone who's doing what you're doing and reaching out. A baby step is going on LinkedIn and sending somebody an inbox message saying, "Hey, I love what you're doing. I'm in the process of building my own business in the same area. Would love to talk to you for 10 minutes. That's a baby step.
Good stuff. That's good stuff.
And so you see, the thing is, Lamont, God multiplies baby steps. And so many times we can't take that quantum leap, but every day after you know what your intention is, I'm going to use you, Lamont, you know, $1 million. What can you do today to move toward that? What phone call can you make? What email can you send out? What mastermind group can you join? And so you do what you know to do, and as you do that, then it's kind of like my mentor told me, you go down the street, and then when you go down the street, the spirit will say, make a right. But had you never gone down the street, because vision unfolds, as you take 10 steps, then the spirit say, go right. And then you go right, and you may go 40 steps, and then the spirit says, it's as you move.
Mm-hmm.
That more is
okay.
Revealed to you.
Let me tell you how smart I am, Constance. I'm talking to you.
How smart are you?
I'm talking to you. That's how smart I am. I'm talking to you right now. I'm getting it right now straight. But hold on. I think we have a caller.
Okay.
Seven 718, you're on.
Yes, hi. My name is Joan. I'm 76
Hello, Joan.
Years
Welcome.
Old. I'm from
hi,
New
Joan.
York, and I just want to, I guess, a small question. I always believe that what you give back. So even though I have a small pension, Social Security, I would always never ignore anything that, like, if somebody needs food, I would buy them groceries for a week or two until they get on their feet, or I would Salvation Army, or anything that comes across me that really needs money, I would tell them, well, this is what I have, and this is what you can, you know, I will share what I have for you, and even though it may not be much, but right now, but I will give it to you, and hopefully it will suffice. And anyway, I've been doing this for many years, giving out money and giving grocery bills, groceries to the neighbors who are needed. So far, I'm still poor. I thought the universe would, I said, maybe the universe doesn't like old people.
Okay, your name is Joan, right?
Yes.
Joan, thank you so much for your courage and for your wonderful call. Let me just help you a little bit, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. First of all, age is just a number. You're 76. Age is just a number. And there is a universal law that says if you give, it has to come back to you. But sometimes when things don't happen, it might be, you said the word, I'm still poor. And I feel
actually I'm not poor. I really have enough to get by. But I'm saying
okay.
I don't have that $1 million yet, you know.
Okay, this is what I would tell you to do. It's a simple exercise. And, you know, I don't know what your faith is, but this is what I say.
I just became a Christian.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know, there's a verse in the Bible, and it's a universal law of sowing and reaping. And so if you've been given for all of these years, maybe things have not happened for you because, you know, like a farmer, he goes out and he plants stuff, but he has to cultivate it. And so you can cultivate your giving with your words. So a simple way that you can do that is, you know, you can say, God, in your word, it says, if I give, it would be given back to me. And so I have given. And so with your words, you can say, so I'm speaking to my harvest right now because I have given for 25 years. I am calling my harvest into me now. Because it's going to be your words, Joan, that are going to bring your harvest into you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay,
so begin to say and begin to expect, I'm a giver. I've been giving for 20 years. I expect to receive today. And so I call it money surprises, unlimited surprises, et cetera. So sometimes stuff is not happening for us because our words have been really negative. Like, never use the words broke, poor, I don't have enough, etc. Because God, the universal law of sowing and reaping is just waiting for you to put your word on it. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, I do. I heard this before, but I didn't put it to any use because I didn't. Sometimes I really believe I'm not worthy because I was brought up that I was not worthy, and it's still in my head, you know, about am I really worthy for $1 million, you know? And I say, I don't think so. I'm not too sure. You know, I hesitate.
Yeah, I guess what? And, you know, you're like all of us, Joan, because the whole belief of being unworthy is like the number one thing that all of us have to deal with. And when it comes to money, I tell people you may want to start with, I believe that money surprises are coming to me. Maybe right now you can't believe for $1 million. And then any extra money that you have, be really grateful for it.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm hearing this, but I got this big question mark. Seem like if a person had a purpose, we all want money. Okay, now you got the money. Now what? But seemed like if there was a purpose that you know, caused you to want this money, which is a bigger goal. It's a bigger thing just being selfish. Everybody was just, I want money. Okay, now you got money, now what?
Mm-hmm.
You die tomorrow. You die tomorrow. You still done nothing. You know, so seemed like, you know, shouldn't a purpose come in there somewhere? I mean, shouldn't you have something,
oh, yeah,
a goal or something, that even when you get this money, now when I get this money, what am I going to do with it?
Yeah, I call it money with a mission. And so, Lamar, I'm going to say to you that if you are really believing for $1 million, you already have written down what you're going to do with it, right?
Oh, yes.
You
yes.
are... Okay, you already have it written down about what
this was. This was
use
this was
for
kind of for this was kind of for Joan too. I'm not kind of throwing that at her too. I mean, because she says she never had the money and she's been a giver, you know, all these years,
mm-hmm.
and she's never got the money back. So I mean, okay, what are you gonna do what are you gonna do with the money when it comes?
My point is that the only thing that I really want is a bigger place. I always dreamed of something with a terrace. I don't know why. I want a terrace before I leave, a terrace where I could sit outside and just feel the breeze.
Mm-hmm.
I always dreamed about having a terrace. And the rest of the money I would enjoy. I enjoy making people happy, so I would enjoy
mm-hmm.
my friends who are in need. And I would like to say to my friend who has MS and she's very broke, so instead of giving her groceries, I would love to give her stipends that she would have for the rest of her life so she could eat, you know, because she's very broke. So I have things like, I would like to share more.
Right.
Money doesn't
right.
mean that much to me. All
right.
I want
that's
is
beautiful.
A terrace, that's all.
Well, that's the goal. That's the mission. I mean, it seems like that's the
Joan,
power. That's
Joan,
what I was trying to hear.
I want you to ask for one more thing, Joan. I want you to move to Florida.
Yes, Matthew. I'm going to live near you and haunt you.
I've known Joan for a long time. She's like really beautiful
yeah,
person.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yes. Matthew taught me
okay.
a lot about. Matthew introduced me to God, tell you the truth.
Oh, wow.
A long time
amazing.
Ago.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And Joan,
yeah.
you know, when you said money doesn't mean that much to you, and see, we have relationship with money. The Bible says the love of money. But I think that we need to have a friendly relationship with money. That money, when you come into my hands, you have a mission that you're going to accomplish. So our thinking about being worthy and just thinking about there is an abundance universe, and Joan, just knowing that you are not your source, and that the money that you're getting, if you get money once a month, is just one channel. But God has a million ways to get money to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So if you would just, he has a million ways. So always look to God as your source, and then it's a million different ways. Somebody could give it to you. You could inherit it. Somebody could help you. Just any kind of thing. But it's your expectation that draws it in. I don't
okay.
know how. The how is up to God, but I believe that I'm going to receive money surprises, and I'm already aligned with the sowing and reaping, and I've had so many miracles happen to me like that.
Oh wow,
that's great.
Okay, so I got to wait for my miracle. Okay.
Joan,
thank you so
watch
much for
words
calling.
Of your mouth and
huh?
start expecting
yeah.
it.
Thank you.
Thanks
thank
for
you calling, for
calling
in,
Joan. Great hearing you.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Can I say something about money really quick?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. See, I think you have to have a money, an abundant consciousness on the inside. You have to know there's unlimited money. One thing I say every day is I have access to all of the money that there is in the world because God is in me. I have access to I don't know
mm-hmm.
how, but I have access. So it's your thinking of there's unlimited supply because there is. There's unlimited money. And so really it's your consciousness that really attracts to you money.
Uh-huh. Joan, is that why I always go out and buy stuff I can't afford? I knew it was a reason. Now you just made it clear.
Okay, so Lamont, I can tell you have a do you have a really big, bold, audacious vision for yourself that's rich and luxurious? I'm just asking.
And I'm just answering. I'd probably say you're about 110% correct.
Yeah, he does.
I can feel that. And so on the inside, would you say, because when I had a lot of money and I would just go out and buy anything and wouldn't even be, and would have to struggle and bought everybody everything, I still had a poverty consciousness even though I had a lot of money. So would you say on the inside that you have a wealth consciousness?
I think I do now, but I don't think I
did
before.
Okay.
I think it's just like anything else. I think it's a growth process because I had a lot of money, and then I had no money, and then I had a lot of money again. So along those travels, you know, you learn things.
And so for listeners that are on the line, we're talking about money. That's the number one question that I get. So how can you use the law of attraction? Begin to focus on unlimited abundance. Begin to focus on wealth. Never say I'm broke. Never say I can't afford that. I tell people if you see something you won't say to it, I'll be back for you later. But never say,
well,
I can't have that. Go ahead.
Constance, you're talking what you said, number one. I think, and I want us to talk about both of them because I'm really excited about the money thing. Because as I've told you before, I won the love lottery, so now I'm interested in the other side of it. You said to me that the two major things that people want and need to talk to is money, and the second one was?
Love.
That's it. So I won the love lottery. I mean, I feel like on the planet about that. Now I'm interested in the one that Lamont is. I'm like right there with him about that one. I'm on the same page, you know. How do you take this to the next level? I just wanted to ask Lamont a question. Maybe he can respond to you. How did he come up with 6 weeks? He wants millions of dollars in 6 weeks. Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said, and I'm going to say this. If Lamont, because remember, the subconscious doesn't know time. If he truly believes that, then it will happen for him. I tell people, now, maybe you can't take that quantum jump. I don't know how long Lamont has been thinking, meditating, developing a consciousness of wealth. Because, see, you know, really there's no such thing as time. God put time in the earth for us. But really, if you believe it, you can have it now. So,
well, you know,
so
you
I
just,
don't know how
just,
much.
That's what I'm talking about, Constance. See, there you go. I know you knew. I knew you understood.
And so for me, it was like this. It was like, okay, the first time I got a $99,000 contract, then it was easy for me to believe for a $150,000 contract. I couldn't make the quantum jump then to millions. So for me, it was gradual. Okay, and then, okay, it was easy for me to believe for $200,000 and on and on and on. So over the years, I have developed a consciousness of millions. But for me,
well,
was cumulative. It was progressive. It just, I didn't jump it.
Well, you know, Constance,
yes.
I've realized something listening to you guys talk that one of my core beliefs, I believe now that I'm listening to you guys, is it's okay for me to be loved, but to ask for money
I was not so comfortable about that. And I can just hear that noise in my head. You know, I was raised to be a minister, so, you know, I'm supposed mm-hmm. to be out there taking care of people and bringing religion to them and God to them, but you're not supposed to have money if you're a minister. That was an old thing that I heard. In fact, you're supposed to look for love, and you can get love, but money maybe not. And I think that listening to you two talk about this, it's good for me to realize that I'm at the stage in my life right now where, as I said, I feel I have love.
Let me ask you a question, Matthew, and I know you consult a lot of people. How many people mm-hmm. came to you and their relationships went left because of a lack of?
They left meaning?
A lack of money.
Oh. I haven't worked with a lot of – I tend to work with people more about love in their lives than about money. I have a lot of clients who've got a lot of money.
Well, I can answer that being a therapist for 25 years. The number one issue that I felt, because I was a marriage and family therapist, was money. Second one was sex. And so that's just the way it ran. But money is a major issue. And so,
right.
Matthew, I would
right.
say to you, you know, what could your new belief be around money? I mean, it is the will
yeah,
of God
question.
That you be wealthy. What are your new beliefs around money? That age is just a number. Somebody would love to hire you as a consultant. Somebody would love to take your years of being in the ministry and use you in a consulting, you know, making six or seven figures, et cetera. But see, you, because you haven't thought of that or because that's not a belief for you, money can't get to you.
Well, I've been thinking about it recently quite a bit, and
okay.
I'm hanging out
okay.
in Vermont. That's a good thing, right?
Hey,
yeah.
Matthew,
and
trust me, uh-huh. don't nobody want to be hungry with you. Believe that. They might love you from over there, but they don't want to be hungry with you over here.
That's right.
Because, okay, so I want you to think about it, even read stuff. About, you know, wow, it's unlimited. I mean, I could go biblical on you, but I'm not going to do that right now. But a lot of times, you know, I'll use, you know, Jesus became poor that I might become wealthy. I mean, for all of my Christians and stuff like that, and that God wants me to prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. And that money is mine. But I believe that money has an ear, and that when you speak to it, that it comes to you. Every day when I get up, I say, money, I'm talking to you. I call you forth from the north, west, east, and south.
Okay.
I have been a giver for 30 years, and I'm calling forth my harvest. So every day I expect for my phone to ring, somebody from the four corners of the earth to bring money to me.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I got it. Good stuff. Yeah, I always be asking for wisdom and health, so now I'm going to have to definitely put the money one in there a little louder.
Okay, Lamont, because wisdom, I believe, is the most powerful thing that you can ask for, because with wisdom you can get money. But money does have an ear, and so when you say, I'm broke, you know, you keep money away from you. Because people in the
do we lose her?
Matthew, begin thinking more about money.
Okay.
I think, too, I need to start. Usually when I say it, I be saying it to be facetious, to be saying it in jest. But I think I'm even stop doing that, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because every word that you speak, your subconscious said, that's what he wants. He's just playing. Let's give him more of that. Because really, your words are so powerful. They really, you know, the Bible says you frame your world with your words. And I mean, I just call forth abundance into my life every day. Can I share with y'all something really quickly? What happened to me?
Yes, sure.
And I'm a, long story short, I started looking for a house. I live in a beautiful house, but you know when your season is up. And so when I finally saw this house, I said, this is it. And I had a friend, and I'm not bragging because everything I have is the grace of God. And so this friend said to me, Constance, you know, you've been such a good friend for 20 years. You've been with me through my two divorces, counseling me. You counsel my children. You know, now they all grown and gone. She said, I just want to bless you. She said, I'm going to give you your large down payment for your house.
Oh,
and
God.
All I'm going to say is it was tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And so where did that come from? I believe it came from me every day saying, money, I'm talking to you. I'm a giver. And I call you back. The Bible says, cast your bread on the water and many days it'll come back. I've given to millions of people. I call back that harvest. And you guys are doing the same thing. You're touching the lives of people. You know, there is a monetary exchange for service. So you're serving, you're doing it out of love, but because of that, you are rewarded with money.
That sounds good to me.
Well, you know, I just want to say one thing. We're going to have to stop in a couple of minutes, and I just wanted to tell you a quick story of Constance Lamont. I decided to promote my book, and I decided that I was going to go on radio and do interviews and things. And I sat down and I sent out interviews, and the first one, the very first email that I sent out was to Constance. And I found her on the internet, and I decided, well, that'd be a nice place to start. And I sent it to her, and she responded back to me in 15 minutes when I sent it. It was like a miracle. And she was the first person that interviewed me about my book. And it was a really great interview. I really loved talking to her. And we had a lovely conversation before that and then on the radio. And I decided after that, after Lamont was the third person I talked to. He was the third show that I interviewed. And then he invited me to co-host with him, and I thought, I got to have Constance on the show because I thought you were amazing. And you were amazing today. You really did a great job. You got Lamont inspired, me inspired, and I think Joan too. So there's three of us out there who are really, you're making a difference. That's great.
And if there's anything I can do, you know, for you guys, I mean, privately, you know, you have my personal cell, Lamont, if you need to talk to me, Matthew has my cell, I'll be more than happy to do that because for me it's all about serving.
Absolutely. And Constance, tell our listeners how they can get a hold to you.
You can go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I have the two books. I have downloads you can purchase. I'm on the Law of Attraction, LOA Radio Network.com /Constance Arnold. I have 360 plus archive shows that you can listen to where I've interviewed New York Times bestselling authors.
Hey, hey. Matthew, I know you got another question or two for Constance. You're awful quiet.
Well, I didn't want to run out of time. I wanted her to make sure she did that. I just feel like saying thank you, Constance. You've been very inspirational to me personally today. It's been great to have you.
Thank
you.
You
said this was a divine moment. I believe that.
And absolutely. Go ahead, Matt.
No, I'm finished. Go ahead.
No, I would have to agree with you. You know, a lot of these thoughts that we have daily, you know, we don't know really where they come from, but we know they're there. And I think a lot of us truly don't know how to act on that impulse, that thought we get from our core. Instead of procrastinating, I think the thing is to pick up that one foot and start moving on it.
Absolutely.
So I'm just grateful right now. I'm just thankful that you were here, and I'm hoping that everybody who listens, and I'm going to send out some more emails and post on Facebook again that people will go and listen to this again since we recorded it, and just like yours, we got archives of it. Lamont and I have some goals that we want to take this show forward, and so I'm hoping that that's going to be part of the prosperity and kind of expanded blessing. But in 6 weeks, you know, when Lamont's a multimillionaire, I'm going to be calling asking for a loan. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, I want to keep you as my friend, so Matt, I can't give you a loan.
Oh, yeah, you just touched my heart with that, man. That is funny.
No, look, I'm not going to be like typical people, because you know that's how typical people think.
That is so funny. But you know, on a serious note, you never know who's listening to your podcast.
That's true.
Received just miraculous things where people have said, I fly you around the world to speak, so you never know who's listening, who could take you to next level living.
You're right. You're exactly right. And I think that that opened my mind to a lot of things when you were talking about that, because I know that's true. And it's one thing to think it, but it's another thing to really believe it and live it out every day. And I think that's a good inspiration to wake up every morning and speak one's word to life, to the universe. Because, you know, the Bible says that, you know, God spoke and created everything. And I think part of what it means to be created in the image of God is our ability to speak and create with our words. So that makes a lot of sense to me that you're talking about that.
You are speaking spirit. And so if you don't say nothing, ain't nothing happening.
Right.
And I think all this is part of my mission for my millions of dollars building this entertainment enterprise, is to being able to touch people, to inspire people, and to use this platform to help as many people as possible.
I think that's really important to have that attitude, like you were asking Joan, you know, Lamont, about what's the purpose, what she's going to do. And it sounded like Joan had some – I happen to know Joan very well. She's like a real blessing in my life for a number of years. And her giving to other people is just really big. And I'm sure if she had $1 million, she would go out and make sure that she took care of her friend for the rest of her life. She's that kind of person.
Yeah, I identify
that. That's a good thing
to be – Yeah, she identified that, and whether she knew it or not, I think that's a great deal of her joy that makes her feel good.
Yes.
You know, it's almost like writing a great song. I mean, baking a great cake or making a great pie, it's a sense of personal satisfaction that you get.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this really quickly. When I started my show 7 years ago, God said to me, ministry first, not money. So I served for 2 years every Sunday without even mentioning any products. And because the motive of my heart was right, money came to me. Because when you serve in the spirit of excellence, it has to happen. So I want to encourage you guys to keep doing what you're doing. You never know who's listening.
Thank you so very much, Constance. Mm-hmm. And please come back again.
Well, you guys have enriched my life today. I'm so honored and so grateful. But thank you so much.
God bless you, Constance.
Thank you for joining us. God bless you 10 times, Constance. You have a beautiful rest
you.
Of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.